The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome to the Sunday Sip. I am John Mercier, and I'm so excited to be joined by my friend Cherie Dallas Branch, Assistant Divisional Director of Development at the awesome Salvation Army. Cherie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
First off, I want to thank you because the Salvation Army does so much work and you really impact families in our community. So thank you for everything you all do over there.
Thank you.
Let's dig into that. What if someone gives money to you, does the money go for? How is it used in our community?
So Salvation Army serves families and individuals 365 days a year through our programming. So whether it's Coats for Kids, whether it's our food pantries, whether it's toys at Christmas time for children, and our shelter, which houses up to 120 folks every day. So we have a lot of programs, about over 60 throughout Milwaukee County.
Does the shelter host men, women, families, all different kinds of folks in our community?
Absolutely. It's one of the few that will take families or singles. And the beauty of our shelter is they don't have to leave like at 9 a.m. and then come back at 5. So they really have created an environment where those families that have that need can get complete wraparound services. And their goal is to try to get them into stable housing.
I love that. All right, Cherie, so when people donate to a charity, they want to make sure that the charity is good stewards of their money. When they donate to the Salvation Army, they don't need to worry about that because a lot of the donation goes right into helping people, right?
Absolutely. We are so proud that 87 cents of every dollar goes toward our programming. And I think that's what's made Salvation Army stand out nationally. The brand is trusted, and people know that it's going toward real services that impact lives on a daily basis.
So I helped for several years with the toy thing that you guys do. Do you still do that? That is such a heartwarming, incredible way to help families in our community.
Absolutely. The toy shop is going on right now. So we have volunteers coming into our distribution center to sort toys and pack toys. And then in third week of December, they'll be distributing those toys to families in need. So absolutely.
So if you want to help a family with toys, you want to help a family with food, you want to help a family, period, make sure you get in touch with the Salvation Army because they make a difference. And one way that's really high profile that you guys help every year is the Red Kettle Drive. I love this. It warms my heart. Tell me about the Red Kettle Drive.
So the Red Kettle campaign is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and this is nationwide. So between now and December 23rd, you'll see the Red Kettles and our iconic bells out there at various stores throughout the county. That includes Walmart's, Pick and Saves, and a lot of other small stores, but they have been our partners and we couldn't do it without them. So we encourage people to get out there, give at the kettles. It makes a difference. We also, because of technology, we're able to offer a tap to give, which is if you don't have a cash, no problem. We'll have about 30%. We'll have the tap to give sign where you just hold your credit card up.
Oh, cool.
And it takes it right there. It's a predetermined amount. And so hopefully in the next year or two, we'll have those at every location. But right now, we're still kind of in the pilot phase of trying it out. And it makes a difference. We know people aren't coming out as much as they used to. Yep. But trust me, every bit helps. So save that change, save those dollars. And if not, look for a tap to give and use your credit card.
I love the tap to give because sometimes I was just in my Pick and Save this weekend and there was a lovely lady out there ringing the kettle right outside the door. And I came out and I don't carry a lot of cash. I couldn't find the cash and I actually went to my car and got change out of my little change thing and came back. But the contactless is such a cool thing. It's about a third of the locations, you said?
It's about a third, yes. We're still, you know, trying it out. We tried it out last year and it worked well. Mm-hmm. So right now we're just looking at bringing it to all locations so people have that option.
How can people sign up if they want to ring bells or they want to do more than just give cash? They actually want to get involved in helping you guys.
Absolutely. So to volunteer for any of our holiday programs, especially becoming a bell ringer, samilwaukee.org is our website, samilwaukee.org. And think about, it's a 2-hour commitment to ring bells, but bring your friends, have a girls' night out, have a date night, bring your family, play music, wear your Santa hats. It's all about bringing joy to people as they get ready for the holiday season. But more importantly, those donations at the kettles really fund our programs throughout the year. It's critical.
Think about the lessons you can teach your kids. If you have kids, sign up for a shift and bring your kids out. decorate them up, have their little festive stuff on, and teach your kids what it means to give back. I love that idea.
Absolutely. And our data has shown that people are more likely to give if there's someone manning the kettle versus if it's empty. So if you see an empty kettle, that only means we didn't have a volunteer to fill that spot. So we've got great locations. You can go online, samilwaukee.org, and choose a location in your neighborhood. We've got over 120 locations throughout Milwaukee County. So go ahead, sign up, and make it fun for you and your family. It's really become a great tradition for many families.
So, Cherie, I love that you have special bell-ringing events throughout the course of the holiday season. The celebrity one is just barely in the rearview mirror, but you've got other really cool stuff coming up when it comes to special bell-ringing events, right?
Absolutely. We are super excited that we will be again here at the 3rd Street Market on December 16th to have a free concert from 12 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's called our Big Brass Blast.
Fun.
And it's full of holiday music. We have musicians and then folks from the community come together for like an hour-long concert. And we're proud to be able to offer this to the community. We'll also have some special little exciting things happening on that day. So come on down and join us for the Big Brass Blast on December 16th.
I love that. And I want to ask you before we run out of time about Christmas Family Feast, because this is such a cool thing. Tell us about Christmas Family Feast.
Absolutely. It's our 34th annual. It will be held at the formerly the Wisconsin Center, now the Baird Center, on Christmas Day. Feel free to sign up to volunteer. It takes about 500 volunteers on that day to make it possible. And we feed between 3,000 and 5,000 folks on that day. This has become a real staple in our community. It's a day of joy. It's a day of giving. So people come down, they have a meal, they have some entertainment. But more importantly, it's about coming together as a community. And this has been going on for 34 years strong.
Wow.
So please feel free to come down and join us. You know, it's just who we are. And it's very rewarding to see the smiles on families and individuals' faces that may have been alone that day or may not have had another option. Mm-hmm. But a lot of families in Milwaukee have made this their tradition as well, to come down and be a part of something that's great and positive and brings our community together.
And what's the website again if people want more information on all the great stuff you have going on?
Absolutely. SAMilwaukee.org. That's SAMilwaukee.org.
All right. So let's get out and let's ring those bells. Let's go. I love it. Cherie Dallas Branch, the Assistant Divisional Director of Development at the Salvation Army. Thank you so much for being with us on the Sunday Sip.
Thank you and Merry Christmas.